Hello and welcome to Changing the Record, the podcast that is setting the record straight on growing older in Greater Manchester by charting stories and views of life over 50 and challenging stereotypes linked to ageing. Changing the Record is brought to you by community reporters who have teamed up for the Talking About My Generation campaign. Find out more at yellowjigsaw.co.uk/talkingaboutmygeneration.
Hello and welcome to what is the fourth edition of the Changing the Record podcast, the first of 2020. So welcome to our listeners and to our Talking About My Generation reporters, Tony, Bob and Christine. To mark the publication of our latest On the Record magazine, we're going to be talking on the same theme, which is all about volunteering. And without volunteering, this campaign wouldn't exist. So we're really pleased that our volunteer reporters can join us to talk about this topic. So welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Thank you. Hi.
It'd be great just to tell us a bit about yourselves and what sort of volunteering you've done previously and currently. Who'd like to go first?
My name's Christine and I do a heck of a lot of volunteering. And in fact, I've done quite a lot of volunteering throughout most of my adult life to a degree or other. I really enjoy it because it's really interesting. You get to meet loads of different people, get to hear about different things that are going on. It adds to your social life, it adds to your CV, and it keeps you occupied. And I kind of got more into volunteering in around 2017 when I took voluntary redundancy. And I was worried about the big gap that might be left in my life whenever I ceased to work a full-time job. So I used it as a way of moving forward into a new sector of my life and to try out new and different things that I'd never had the time to do before. And to be quite honest, I haven't looked back. I do quite a lot of volunteering actually, but I know 3 years into doing it, I manage my time and I manage it for me, but I also manage it for the volunteering organisations that I work with because it's where people rely on me sometimes. So I'm very mindful of that as well. And that's about where I am now, really.
It's a good summary, and it sounds like you've had a very busy 3 years
yes.
as a volunteer. So
yeah.
Look forward to hearing more about that. We've got Bob with us.
Hi. I'm Bob. I came into volunteering after finishing work prematurely. Needed to get out of the house, needed something to do instead of staying at four walls all the time, driving me crazy. So I basically went to the volunteering centre and see what was on offer. A local volunteering centre in Tameside, and they gave me a couple of opportunities. I started then volunteering at Cancer Research in Tameside, working Ashton-under-Lyne and Staley Bridge. Just working in the back room, really. I'm not really a front-of-house type person. And then when their back room accounts went national, I really didn't want to go working in the shop. So I looked for something else and ended up at Age UK, teaching one-to-one computing, even though I didn't want to do front-of-house. But as soon as they learnt the skill base that I had, I quickly moved away from that and went in the offices, doing various roles, really, magazine, website, advertising, Facebook, Twitter, just setting up things like that because they didn't have those in place when I got there. And then I moved on to insurance within Age UK, worked for about 3 years for them. And when that closed, I ended up, funnily enough, going back to what I was doing before. Doing the magazine, doing the website, doing the publicity, until just late last year when I left there. I thought I'd done enough after 8 years. I was already involved in Yellow Jigsaw and the project that we were doing, which is My Generation. And I was very kindly asked to join volunteering for Yellow Jigsaw. So that just keeps me going on the volunteering side. I also do one day a week at a place called the Grafton Centre in Hyde, which is a community centre, self-funded. It's a council-run building in the sense that they own the building, but all the bills, etc., are paid by this charity called the Grafton Centre. And like Age UK, I do all the sort of IT stuff, technical stuff, publicity and things like that. And I'm really enjoying at the moment what I do. It fulfils what I want. It's like Christine was saying, it gives me something. You know, as well as I'm giving something, it gives me something. And I think if you, if it doesn't give you something, you're not going to last long, Devante. It's got to give you, you've got to have a passion to do it.
And it sounds like so far we've heard from two serial volunteers with a mix of roles, a mix of experiences, and I don't think Tony is much different in that sense, am I right?
Hi, I'm Tony, and like Christine, I've been doing volunteering for many years. I was always doing volunteering, even when I was working, but I've done quite a bit more since I've retired 4 years ago. The main things I do now is I'm a volunteer at George House Trust, which is a HIV agency in Manchester, and I do driving. So because I'm retired, I'm available during the day, and I can pick people up who are HIV positive and who are more vulnerable, people in wheelchairs or people who are blind or need assistance. And in some cases, people who are because of their age, you know, people who are 12 who are HIV positive, I pick them up and take them to groups, take them to PIP assessments, health assessments, and I really enjoy that. There's quite a group of young people, about 20-odd people who are HIV positive in Greater Manchester, and I know most of them because of picking them up to take them to groups. The group's called CHIPS, which stands for Children with HIV Peer Support. The second thing I do a lot of is run a group called Out in the City, which is twice a week. We have meetings and we have social events for older LGBT. I joined the group when I retired. You know, sadly, my partner died, and when I retired, I wanted to do something. I kept myself busy at work, but when I retired, I joined this group and ended up running the group. So I fundraise, organise all the activities, boot the trains,
do the
website, keep everybody informed about what's happening, and I really enjoy it. But it takes up quite a bit of time, but I get a lot out of it as well.
Good. And for all of you, it seems as though after you finished work, for whatever reason, you then stepped up the volunteering. And other than the obvious, you had more time on your hands. What was your motivation to use that time to volunteer?
For me, I was initially very hedonistic. I wanted to try and do things that would make me happy. Funner, I could meet different people from the people I used to know via work. So I did lots of arts and cultural things like the Manchester International Festival, which is every 2 years, Manchester Literature Festival, which is great. Again, you get to meet loads of different people, you get to have loads of different experiences, including I was a runner for a New Order 3-4 years ago, which was great fun.
Amazing.
Loved that. On the more the giving back and getting, I suppose, contributing still back into society, I work as an advisor with Age UK Manchester, so I go out and I will do home visits to vulnerable people with disabilities that are looking at or hoping to apply for different benefits, and I help them through that. I'm also a befriender with the Cyril Flint organisation, which is an organisation where we will go out and visit people who are perhaps feeling isolated or don't have as much contact with family and friends. And a nod to my old work and lifestyle, I'm on the board of Stretford Public Hall, which is involved in regeneration both of an old building and of the local community. So it's a mixture and a good balance of things really, and I get a lot out of both of it.
Good.
Both aspects of it, I should say.
And you're still using the skills that you developed in your...
Yes, and acquiring new ones as well.
And I could say the same to you.
Oh,
Bob.
Yeah, doing podcasts is new for me.
Yeah, get you involved in anything,
yeah. Yeah, for me, it was, as I said before, it was I needed to get out of the house. Mm. The type of illness I had, I needed to mix with people. I needed to be around people, not necessarily people who talked about work, because at that point, I didn't really want to talk about work. I wanted to talk about other things, interests and things. I got back into motorcycling again, which I'd done when I was 16 through to 24. Only stopped when I got married. So my wife didn't want to go on a bike, basically. And with her still working when I'd finished work, I had that necessity to get out of the house. So for me, it was I needed to mix with people. I needed to socialise with people. And when I mean socialise, I don't mean down the pub. I mean, I needed to be around people, mix with people, and think I'm helping people.
Yeah, have that purpose as well.
Yeah, have a purpose. That's exactly right, having a purpose back in my life, because that sort of disappeared for a short while.
Yeah.
So that was my main reason to go into volunteering.
How about you, Tony?
Yeah, I get so much out of it, as well as, you know, giving as a volunteer. So, you know, I learned lots of skills when I was at work, and I've gained new ones such as podcasting and websites. So you're forever learning new things, and that's very rewarding for yourself. And you know that you're giving and helping other people in different situations. So it's very rewarding doing it.
Mm-hmm. It all sounds really positive, and obviously I'm an advocate for volunteering. But I'm sure there are people out there that do just pursue volunteering as working for free. And all of you are prime examples of really being committed volunteers. And it is a responsibility, isn't it?
So you get the cynics that say you're being exploited. You know, you're being treated like a member of staff, and you're not because you're not hitting pay and things like that.
What would you say is the difference between volunteering and...
The main difference for me is that if I'm having a bad day, I don't have to go.
Yeah,
I can just call up and say, can't make it, I'm sorry, I'm having a bad day, or whatever. There's not that hold there. In paid employment, it's totally different. You've got that commitment. You need to go out to work. You need to be responsible for things that within the company you're working for.
So there's less pressure.
That's right. And that was what attracted me to it, really. Yes, I needed to get out of the house, but I didn't need the responsibilities. I didn't need those pressures of meeting targets like I used to do and things like that. And I could have, like Christine said, some control of your life back. Instead of being controlled by an organisation, I'd got a little bit of control back for me. Still working around my family, because the centre of my life then became my family, so I needed that back.
So there's a perception of choice, perhaps, that you have in volunteering, which is a critical difference between that and work, whether you choose to do it that day and what you actually choose to do. Is that one of the selling points, would you say?
One of the things I was doing when I was working, I was the manager of a small charity before I retired, and we had three paid staff, including myself, so a very small charity, and we had about 15 volunteers. So I was working with people who were paid workers and managing volunteers as well. And like you said, some days a volunteer could say, well, I can't come in today. And, you know, it's a different response to a paid member of staff who, you know, has a responsibility.
Yeah. So how did you hear about all these volunteering opportunities that are so diverse and weird and wonderful? There's quite a lot on your plate. Where did you even start when you decided, yeah, this is what I'm going to do? Going to get into volunteering more?
Well, I think because I've always dabbled in volunteering, I was aware of some of the organisations that were out there, and because I'm a big fan of theatre and cinema, I was always aware that there were things like various festivals and things that would be out there to get involved in. Plus going to places like the Royal Exchange, that the arts venue home, I was really keen to get involved as a volunteer with. So you're out there rubbing shoulders with all kinds of like artistic people, and on the plus side, you get to see lots of productions. So it actually works out to be good value for money, because they get the best of me, because I go as a volunteer, and if I'm not in great form or I'm not able to go, I don't go. But it works out really well, and I have developed a whole new network of people and places and things, and it's good for my mental well-being, as well as I say, they get the best out of me when I go, because I really enjoy doing it.
For me, it was an advert in the local paper.
Was it? Really, traditional.
Yeah. I'd finished work, I was getting a little bit better and needed to do something, and just about to go on holiday, I was reading the local paper and there was an advert there saying volunteers wanted, and that's something that started for me, really. I said, if that's still vacant when I come back, I'm going to apply for it, and that's what I did.
I guess you were very aware of volunteering given your charity management experience.
Yeah, I worked for a charity, so I was very aware of different organisations, and I've knew about George House Trust since about 1990, I guess, and supported them for a long time, but getting involved as when I had more time as a driver, it's something I could do when I retired. Out in the city, I joined as a member, didn't expect to be running the group. It's the person who was running the group was employed by Age UK, and the lottery funding ran out, so she retired, and everybody else stood one step backwards, and I was left on the phone running the group.
Yeah, that was quite a lot, wasn't it? you get into something, and then suddenly you drown further in, you take on more, you take on more. No, you take on more, and you take on more, and suddenly it's nearly taking up all your week, you know.
Choice,
but it's good.
Though.
You've still
got that choice.
Yeah, it is the choice.
Yeah.
So for those listeners that are thinking, oh, maybe it doesn't sound that bad, there seems to be some perks, what would be your advice for someone embarking on their volunteer journey for the first time?
Do it. Just do it. It's great. It's rewarding. It's fabulous. And you get a sense of achievement. And you meet some great people. It's fantastic. I've met some great people on this project, without a doubt.
Obviously good for us to hear. Any other pieces of advice? Or has Bob summed it up quite well
then? He summed that up really well. I was going to say, just do it. I was going to say exactly the same. You get so much out of it yourself. You know you're giving and you're helping, but you get so much for yourself as well. So just do it.
And it gives you an opportunity to try very new and very different things which you might never have thought about doing before, and perhaps discover that you've got yourself a hidden talent or a hidden skill you haven't realised, and you can go on and develop that. I'm not saying that happens every single time, but it broadens your horizons. And on a big plus side, if you don't like it, you stop doing it. I mean, I've tried some weird things, and well, weird isn't the right word. I have tried out different volunteering opportunities, some of which I just haven't really wanted to do after a while, so I just went, thank you, but not for me.
And you have that freedom, which is the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I was just going to say, one thing often leads to another. You know, being involved in one thing, you get invited, oh, you'll be on this panel, will you come and join this group? So one thing often leads to another, and your confidence builds as your skills build, so it's just fantastic.
It all sounds good to me. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences of volunteering. As I mentioned, this is the podcast which complements edition 4 of the On The Record magazine, which is all about volunteering. So there's loads of inspiring stories from our reporters that capture what volunteering is like across Greater Manchester. So please do give it a read. And I'm delighted to tell you that you can give it a read on our new website, which is www.talkingaboutmygeneration.co.uk. You'll see all of those stories live on that website now. If you'd like to listen to other episodes of our podcast, of course, you can search for Changing the Record on Spotify, Apple and Deezer. Thanks very much for listening. And thank you to Christine, Bob and Tony.
Thank you.
Very welcome. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for listening to Changing the Record. By listening to our views and stories, you are helping to change the record of what it means to grow older in Greater Manchester. Join or follow our campaign to celebrate ageing and challenge stereotypes by visiting yellowjigsaw.co.uk/talkingaboutmygeneration.
The Talking About My Generation campaign is part of an Ambition for Ageing project with funding from the National Lottery Community Fund and is being co-delivered with the support of PR Social Enterprise Yellow Jigsaw and Age UK partners from Wigan, Salford, Tameside, Bury, Oldham, Rochdale, Bolton and Manchester.